Mike Monroney, had an address in Oklahoma City, an apartment of a friend of his. That's it. He had no affinity for this state at all.
You're talking about Senator Mike Monroney.
Yeah, Senator Mike Monroney. Mm-hmm. But he co-authored the thing that brought the Federal Aviation Administration here. And we're still training all the tire folks.
But who defeated Senator Mike Monroney? Wasn't that Henry Bellman?
You bet. First Republican senator and the finest man. I've covered 12 governors, and he's outstanding. He's just head and shoulders above. And then comes Howard Edmondson right below him. And then, believe it or not, David Hall. He raised taxes for education. He was a slicker. Money was his downfall.
So then where would you place Senator Kerr? You placed Bellman pretty high. Kerr above him?
Oh, yeah.
And then Senator Bellman.
Well, I got to tell you a funny story. I was in Tulsa for a speech at that fancy hotel, and the two meetings broke up at once. And I was talking to the realtors, and I had the tap on the shoulder, and I turned around and I said, "Senator Bellman, Governor Bellman." He'd finished two terms. And he said, "Do you hear I was going to run for governor again?" And I said, "Why? You were terrible the first time." And he said, and this is a quote, and I've never forgotten it. He said, "That's the problem with you reporters. You're always putting black hats and white hats on people, and you never know when they're going to change hats." He went on to House Bill 1017. He pulled public education up out of the mud in the state, raised taxes over $500 million. Higher ed was, OU was a joke factory. It was a football factory, really. And boy, he worked hard. He's just my hero, really, of all the public officials I've ever covered. And Henry Bellman was so, I'll never forget, I guess it was Frank Keating giving a State of the State address. Henry Bellman was up there, and he crossed his legs, and a photographer shot it. You know, we were in the back then. They remodeled, and he had in his farm boots and a suit. He was a hoot. I went, Jenkins Lloyd Jones sent me up to Billings to just ramble around, see the farm, see the little old bitty town. I understand they have coffee there of a morning. Now, you said of a morning. Their grammar's great. And Bellman introduced me to some of the local merchants. There weren't very many, and several farmers. And then he took me out to the farm, and he said, "Climb up on that tractor." I did. And it was a John Deere, because that's the tractor. He was on the Billings School Board, but that was the tractor he climbed off of the day he decided to run for governor. And everybody laughed. You know the old saying, they laughed when he sat down to play. Oh, my God, they took it for granted that he would lose, and lose big. You know, when people, if the media gets the message out that is the candidate speaking to the issues from his heart, they'll vote right every time. And the reason we had this debacle last November is simply because the media doesn't do the job anymore. When's the last time you read a mental health story, a prison story, except when they riot? Frank Keating brought private prisons to Oklahoma. California had one in western Oklahoma. What, Connors Correctional Institute? Anyhow, at one time we had four prisons leased to outside states. And you know, the idea was crime and punishment. Break the rules, spend an extra 30 days. Break the rules, spend an extra 30. Before you know it, they were piling up. And we did the same thing to juveniles. at Granite Reformatory. We leased it out, and a kid would break the rules. Ooh, 90 days, more money, because they were paid by the day and not rehabilitation. And did I ever tell you my favorite Henry Bellman story? I was in the tunnel leaving the Capitol, and it's a quarter mile, and roughly. I saw a guy coming toward me, and he was kind of scrooging his feet, you know, walking. And then I got close to him, and I said, "Governor Bellman, what are you doing using the tunnel? You could park right against the curb upstairs." And he said, "No, Frosty, I'm just a citizen, a plain citizen today." What a man.
Yeah.
What a man.